State lawmakers want to cut fees for the manufacturers of harmful pesticides. That could make it cheaper for chemical companies to sell their products in the state. One advocate is worried how the change could affect farm workers' health. I'm Kate Payne. Tirso Moreno leads the Farmworker Association of Florida, and he spends a lot of his time on pesticide education. He says pesticide exposure is making workers sick.
Chronic respiratory problems. We have a lot of people with cancer. Those are two problems. We have a lot of people with skin problems, with chronic headaches. You name it.
Back in the 1960s, Florida began screening produce for dangerous levels of pesticides. The federal government keeps tabs on potentially harmful chemicals that should only be consumed in certain amounts. And the state's Chemical Residue Laboratory makes sure Florida produce stays below those levels. Currently, manufacturers of those pesticides help pay for the testing through supplemental fees. But Jonesville Republican Representative Chuck Clemens wants to change that.
The proposed committee bill today eliminates the supplemental fee.
In a committee meeting Tuesday, Coconut Creek Democratic Representative Kristen Jacobs asked how cutting into the lab's funding could affect its operations.
What is the offset to that? Where are these funds coming from, particularly in a tight budget year? What I want to know is where are these dollars going to come from now as a result of it being funded through the state without the user fee?
But Clemens says the state used to pick up the tab until the Great Recession. In 2009, pesticide manufacturers agreed to pay the testing costs through supplemental fees on top of regular registration costs.
Now that the state is no longer in the state of extingency, the industry is wanting to put this back to the state.
House lawmakers say the economy has recovered, freeing up the state to fund the lab entirely. And they say the change won't affect operations. Auburndale Republican Representative Neil Cumby says eliminating the fee could encourage more manufacturers to bring their business to Florida.
So it keeps some people from having access to certain products that may be beneficial, but they're not available because we're just not going to register and pay the fee. So this will eliminate that problem as well.
That worries Tirso Moreno. He says cutting the cost to manufacturers could open the door for more potentially harmful pesticides and more exposure for farm workers.
It's going to be worse for the workers. I mean, they continually put in pesticides on the market, and more tests have to be done, as I say before. The situation is going to be the worst for us.
The House is fast-tracking the measure. After a single committee hearing, the bill is ready for a floor vote. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.